This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining us today is Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advance Energy. Hi, Leslie. Happy New Year to you. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. Happy New Year to you as well. Yeah, we're doing very well. It's a bit wintry here in Geneva, but otherwise, it's all good.
Good. Now, I remember the last time we were speaking, we were talking about the anticipated arrival of the drill rig before the end of the year. And looking at the RNSs, there's been four updates on Buffalo recently. The rig did arrive on the 31st of December, so they're just in time for the end of the year. And it's now drilling, isn't it, I believe. So could you just, first of all, before we talk about what's going, just remind us of exactly what you're drilling for and why?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The Buffalo farm-in with Carnarvon Petroleum was done in April, and the field itself that we're targeting here, called the Buffalo Field, is a field that was developed 20-odd years ago. BHP and Nexon were the parties involved. They, at that time, had to end the production period because of production facility was going off contract, and there wasn't really enough oil being produced at that time to justify staying on the field. However, it was known at that time that there was an undrilled attic, or crest, as we call it, in the field that had never been tapped for from a production point of view. And we are now going to drill this well in that crestal area with the intention of hopefully establishing an 80-meter column of oil.
Okay. And what are the chances of success then, and the economics or the potential return?
Right. So look, Risk is a well-known advisory consultancy that does certifications, and they're based in Perth and in London. And they have done a CPR for us when we did the acquisition back in last year. Now it's last year. Their assessment of the risk with respect to a development taking place was 86%. So in other words, there was an 86% chance of this well that we're drilling now determining that there would be a development take place. So it's a pretty high probability that we're actually going to have a successful outcome. Now, you asked me a little bit as well about the value. Again, these economic valuations by Risk as part of the CPR are available to everyone on our website. But I like to just summarize it relatively simply. In the $50-$60 oil price zone, the three numbers I like to use are 100, 200, and 300. And the 100 is the IRR. The 200 is the NPV net to, in terms of dollars, $200 million net to Advance. And the 300 is the net $300 million of cumulative cash flow that would come to Advance from this asset. Obviously, we're at $80 now, I noticed today as I checked. So obviously, those numbers go up significantly if when we put this field in production in 18 months' time or so, these metrics will be significantly better.
Okay. Now, am I right in understanding that you are near or maybe at the top of the reservoir, which would then hopefully start to give you an indication of the likely oil column? And when can the market expect to learn results?
Right. Well, we've been giving these updates, as you mentioned earlier in the conversation. So those updates have indicated that we're going pretty well in terms of the drilling. We had some issues with weather and manning in the very beginning. But everything is going very smoothly now, and we're very pleased with the way the rig and the operation is running. And we are now just about to go into the what we call the 12 and a quarter section of hole. It's quite a long section, and it will take us to within 400 odd meters of the reservoir section. We'll inset some casing, and then we'll drill through the reservoir. Right now, with the performance of the rig, we expect to be at the reservoir or close to the reservoir in about 12 days time.
Okay.
And then, as you rightly point out, once we have that information, we'll have a clearer understanding, or a clear understanding, I would certainly hope, of the oil column that we're going to have available to us for redevelopment of the field.
Okay. And you'll have that quite quickly, will you, once you reach the top?
Once we get there, we'll know.
You'll know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll first of all establish the top of the reservoir, so that we'll see the reservoir material coming up, but we'll also be aware of whether there's oil or not there.
Okay.
There's no expectation that there won't be oil. The expectation, what we're trying to establish is how much oil, and the expectation is an 80-meter curl.
Okay. And 34 million barrels was mentioned last time, I think. Is that still what you're hoping to achieve?
Yeah, it's exactly as per the risk CPR, and the 34 million barrels is the expected volume, which is associated with the 80 meter oil column.
Okay. So assuming all goes well, then what are the next steps for the project?
Well, this is a classic set of steps that any oil or gas development would go through. So we're doing this appraisal well to establish how much oil is there to be developed. Once we have that, we'll do a recertification of the oil resource, which we will then move to reserves by getting an FTP finalized and approved. And once we have done that, we'll look to take an FID decision, which is the point in time when we effectively, what we say in the business, start cutting steel and executing the development.
Okay. And then how is the market looking in terms of other Buffalo-type opportunities for ADV to consider?
Yeah. Look, the short answer is good. That is to say, now that we're almost on our second anniversary. In a few weeks' time, we're on advances in its second anniversary. And I think most particularly with the Buffalo acquisition, we have got a little bit better known, and we're getting quite a lot of propositions to farm in or acquire interest in other assets. And we're always filtering these to look for the Buffalo lookalikes. And I would say right now we have three in view, and two that we're working very very hard on, let me put it that way. And they're exactly that. They're Buffalo lookalikes.
Okay. And you're currently looking at these opportunities, are you?
We're definitely looking at these opportunities. And that's to say we're doing technical and, in some cases, already commercial due diligence.
Okay. Well, Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advance Energy, thank you very much for your time. All the best. 12 days' time, you will know the answer. I hope to catch up with you fairly soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. And we've got the champagne on ice.
If you enjoyed this interview, then give us a thumbs up, a like, or a retweet. Subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitter, and hit that notification bell to be the first to know when we release new content. There's loads of great content on our website too, across all our programs at stockboxmedia.com. Thank you for watching.